And there's a little section called Teachings from a Barking Deer. On a number of occasions referred to above, Lumpa's distinctive way of reflecting on Dhamma has been revealed. It consisted of a robust internal dialogue, a series of questions and answers, or a debate between two opposing viewpoints, took place in his mind until the truth was arrived at, some valuable lesson learned, some decision made. That skill was in evidence again, and probably saved his life in the heart of the mountains of Nakhonpanom. Lumpa had not come across a village for a few days, and he was starting to become weak from lack of food. He felt tired and lightheaded. His legs were rubbery, climbing uphill, and his breath short. And then a fever struck. As he lay in the shade of a tree, too exhausted to move, he took stock of the situation. Little water, no sign of a village, and his body on fire. As Lumpa made peace with the realization that his chances of survival were low, a disturbing thought arose in his mind. Suppose a hunter should discover his corpse and send news back to Ubon. How distressing and inconvenient it would be for his family to have to come such a long way to arrange a funeral. He groped in his bag for his monk's identification booklet. If the worst came to the worst, he would burn it so nobody would ever know who he was. Just then, he was aroused from these somber thoughts by the sound of a barking deer echoing loudly through the forested valley below. It made him ask himself, "Do barking deer and other creatures get ill?" "Yes, of course they do. They've got bodies just as we do." "Do they have medicines? Do they have doctors who give them injections?" "No, of course not. They make do with whatever shoots and leaves they can find. Creatures in the wild don't have medicines. They have no doctors to look after them. And yet they don't seem to die out. The forest is full of them, and they're young, isn't it?" "Yes, it's true." These simple thoughts were enough to shake Lumpa out of the despair that was enveloping his mind. He struggled up into a sitting position and forced himself to sip some water. He crossed his legs and started to meditate. By morning, the fever had abated.